Yo, hey everybody, this is me and Sean here, Brooklyn, is at work, so we're just gonna go about it. Just wanted to talk about incels, man.
Incels.
I'm trying not to laugh just by even thinking about the word incels, like what the fuck. Sean introduced me to this actually like 2 weeks ago, so I'm gonna let Sean bring it up. I mean, talk about it first.
Okay, so I get the honor of introducing incels, but it's kind of a weird thing that's taken place in recent times, and it comes from the word involuntary and celibate. So if you're an incel, that means you're not getting any. You're never going to get laid because you are involuntary, celibate, no sex, and it's not your choice. That's where they came from. They made their own community out of it, and it's their identity because they realized that, you know what? We are so fucking ugly that it's never going to happen. We're not getting a girlfriend anytime soon. Let's make our own community. Let's talk about it. And, yeah, it's become sort of this weird thing. And I want to know, is there any truth to that? Like, can these guys really never get a girlfriend? Or maybe they're just not trying hard enough? Maybe the cards are stacked against them? Maybe there's something wrong with females? I don't know. What do you think, Malik?
I don't know, man. I can't say that it's stacked against them, really. Because really, when it comes down to it, it's all about mindset. Like, seriously, if you don't have confidence, it's 10 times harder getting a girl if you don't have confidence. Because it's like, you come up to her, you got terrible body language. You know, you talk about this, you're like, and she can tell, like, you need something from her. Like, please like me, please give me some approval or something. So it's like, it's kind of hard for her to be attracted to that. It's like, when you have that mindset, though, that like, you're super ugly, nobody will like you. It's like, how can you actually expect to find love? It doesn't work that way at all, especially being a man. Because we as men are supposed to be dominant, strong, have confidence. It's like those are men, manly traits. So it's like if you don't demonstrate those, it's like it's hard for her to feel any level of attraction to you. But then again, I will say this. Women kind of are shallow when it comes to that, I think. Because it's like, even you can have the most confidence in the world, but if she think you butt ugly, it's like, that shit over with. Like, it's like, it's kind of like the cards on the table, which is just like, I don't know.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So that's actually a good way you put it there. You address, like, yes, you need to have confidence if you're ever hoping to get basically anything in life, and that goes as well for getting a relationship, getting a date, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, the other side of the coin is you gotta actually look attractive, because that's part of what attraction is like how you look. So if you look like the most butt ugly person who has ever walked the earth, which the incels claim that they are. They claim that they're the bottom 10% of men in terms of attraction and attractiveness. If you're that guy, then what chance do you really have? That's what they're saying. They're like, well, what chance do we really have? And they're saying that women are judging us, and we're sick of it. We're going to judge them too, because all they want is the best looking guys.
And then I kind of want to go off of that. You know what? Sometimes you will see the baddest chick with sometimes the ugliest dude, and he has the most confidence, though. It works like that, though. Sometimes it's like, what the fuck? You like, how did he get her? But a lot of time, confidence does play a factor, even if you don't look good. So some of these guys are just using excuses, if you ask me. I'm telling you, I've seen it so many times, but I'm not also downplaying the fact that sometimes you do actually have to look good or she got to care for you. That is also true. So it's like kind of like you playing both sides, but I do see where the incels are coming from. But I don't necessarily agree with it, though. I'm kind of like iffy and in between with that.
Okay. Yeah, it's touchy. It's a touchy subject, and I'm right there with you. I'm iffy about it. I see where they're coming from, but at the same time, I think like maybe there's hope. Until I see some of the pictures of the incels, and I'm like, ooh. Take a shower, man. And they're like, but the incels are like, they're so sick of advice too, is another thing. Like, I don't know if you browse some of their memes, but they make fun of it because they're like sick of all the like blue pill, red pill, like you gotta max out your looks, you gotta look max, you gotta like, they're like, well, what am I gonna do if I'm a 5'2" bald Indian, East Indian janitor? No woman is gonna want me in Western society. And I mean, you kind of got to see where they're coming from when they say that.
I do, man. I'm like, I'm thinking like of what you just described. I'm like, and it's like, regardless of race and that factor, 5'2", bald, man, it's like, because it's like, think about this. Women get, they have guys coming at them 24/7 almost every day. And of course, she's like, she's got taller guys. Maybe even 5'5", 5'6", 5'7". It's like, even he looks more attractive to her. She looks more, you know what I mean? But, like, it's just, like, it's hard to face that competition being with those characteristics as a guy. I admit that. That would be pretty hard, like.
Yeah.
Shit.
When you got, like, and that's another thing. They say the competition is too much for them. When they have, when they're like 5'2", and a lot of them are short, right? And it's just nowhere, anywhere does a woman usually say, "I like short guys." Like it's mostly seems to be that women look for a taller guy, and guys like a shorter girl.
Yeah,
I mean, there is cases where it does happen, but it does seem like, genetics wise, you can kind of get screwed if you are 5 foot tall or 5 foot fuck all.
Damn, man. And that is crazy. Because it's like, I mean, that's how nature is. I don't know why nature does that. It's like you set somebody up to fail. But then again, I want to say, yeah, you set somebody up to fail. It's probably the majority of women probably won't be attracted to you. But that's what anybody, though.
Well,
but it's like, it makes it even harder being super short or super ugly, though.
Right. And actually, I want to talk about that for a second, because the whole nature thing, like, if you think about how there's freaks of nature that are so tall, and you'll get, like, guys that are super tall, usually they're going to become, like, basketball players or, like, you know, they'll join, like, a tall club. They have actually a tall club in Boston called the Boston Beanstalks that I learned about, that you have to be at least 6'2" to be able to join this exclusive tall club, right? So there's extremes on that end. But if you think about distribution of genetic traits, it runs in a bell curve. Like I'm learning about this right now in data analysis, and it runs in a bell curve or a normal distribution. And so... You have like the tall people on one end, and then you have the majority at the top of the curve and at the mean in the middle. The mean for male height distribution is 5'9". And then you, after that, you get into the lower end, and at the bottom 10%, you're just going to have a lot of short guys. Now imagine if you're a short guy, your bottom 10% there. Then also imagine if you got screwed in the face department and you got like a ugly face. You got no jaw. Like a lot of these guys, incels, they have no jaw line. They got like,
I'm saying that like, look,
they're like, they get screwed. They do get screwed by nature.
And man, that is mess up too. Cause look, it's easy for me to be like, or one of us to be like, man, these dudes just need to get up and quit complaining and just go out and find a girl. But from their perspective, it's like,
there's no chance,
bro.
There's no hope.
That's what I'm saying. They don't see. And I don't want to laugh at that.
Stop laughing.
I'm just thinking, like, I'm just thinking, like, dang, man, that just sucks. But I mean, people, even attractive people, they catch diseases and stuff too. They have diseases inherited, so it's like nature can screw anybody, really. So
yeah,
but
it could. So maybe that.
But they.
What were we about to say? Go ahead.
I forgot. Go ahead.
I think that you're right in that line of thinking, and maybe that's a reason for having a better outlook if you are an incel, because. Another thing that incels, that comes with being an incel, is just this really bitter outlook. These are a lot of bitter men. Like, they're really bitter guys. They're pissed off. They're not happy with what kind of, like, happened to them. But they're, like, it seems weirdly accepting of it. They're like, okay, this happened. Let's have a community of it. And now we're coming in and people are coming in and we're looking at the incel community and we're like, these guys are so screwed up. And they're just like, you know what? We know we're fucked in terms of getting a relationship. Never going to happen for us. But we're still going to have a fun time joking about it.
Right.
So it's kind of...
Because...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was about to say, like, that shit is, like, depressing. Like, because life is relationships, man. And... I'm just thinking about that, never feeling like you can establish connection with anybody. Millions of girls on this planet, and you feel like not one will want you. That is freaking ridiculous. That whole perspective, man. If any incels y'all happen to listen to this, man, I can't say I'm in your position, but please don't give up hope, man. Like, just keep searching. You'll eventually find that one for you, man. Somewhere. It might not even be in America. It can be anywhere. Go to Africa. Go to Europe, Australia, somewhere. Sure, you'll find that one person out there for you.
Those are touching words, and my heart goes out to the incels, but I can't help but, I mean, appreciate that they are in the worst spot. They're in the worst spot for dating. And that they know it. And they're, like, having a good time with it. Even though maybe it's...
All right.
Yeah, even though maybe it's kind of a bad time, but they're still having a time with it.
And that's why I gotta give them credit. It's like, because I look at some of those names and I just, like, die laughing. And I'm like, I can't really resonate with it, but it's hilarious knowing, like, somebody actually came up with this. And some of the stuff they actually say about women is true, though. So I'll agree with some of that stuff, but a lot of it is funny as hell, man. I'm telling you, like, I wish we could put, like, a cover photo on this podcast and, like, have the funniest meme we could find from them.
We could put the Black Ops 2 incel.
Bro, some of you guys can get facelifts. You can, oh no, man.
Yeah,
another incel ways.
So that actually brings up another good question. I want to ask you, what do you do if you're an incel?
Ooh, that's a super good question. Damn. I mean, like you said, the only thing they can do really out there for them. Think about it. How else do they get on this earth? Obviously, he procreated with somebody, or their dad was that ugly and he procreated with somebody. So it's like, there's somebody out there for them, pretty much. I mean, you just gotta build yourself up until you find that one, pretty much. You gotta be lonely, buy lots of lotion and napkins, and don't know.
So that's your that's what you gotta do, is just kind of like keep hope.
Cider.
Okay. All right. Well, unless you have anything else, pardon me. Hello?
Technical difficulties. We'll be right back in a couple of seconds.
I could hear you, but can you hear me? Malik? Hello? Okay. Well, I guess that's all for now. We're going to cut it off here. Thanks for listening to our podcast on incels.
Sean, are you talking, bro? I can't hear you at all.
Dude, can you hear me? Hello?